Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got a special guest joining us right now, State Representative from District 22, Chad Johnson joins us. And good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing well this morning. Hey, little chilly, but doing good.
Yeah, no. Look, the sun's out. It's crisp. As long as we're not damaging crops, we'll be okay with that. And we appreciate you joining us. You've kind of been in the news a bit lately. And GRU, as many people that listen to my show have known for years, you know that they've had issues for years. And the state went ahead and kind of took the authority away from the city of Gainesville and formed something called the GRU Authority. And I think it was a fantastic move. So explain to me, if you would, maybe the background on why this HB 1645 is necessary, since I think you and I agree that the GRU authority is a good thing.
So House Bill 1645 obviously was passed prior to me being in the legislature, and quite honestly, was passed prior to me having a staunch focus on Gainesville. But understanding business, understanding economics, if you look at GRU and what had happened over the last 10 to 15 years, you're looking at an institution that has a debt to capitalization ratio of north of 82%.
What does that mean, Chad? Not to stop you there, but
so generally, a debt to capital ratio between 30 to 50% means that you own, or your debt is 30% of what you have in capital, be it, you know, capital assets. Hmm. When you get north of 70%, all of a sudden there is some concerns, and GRU, because of different things that occurred over the last 10, 15 years, was in that 82%. We were spending more than 151% of our net revenues going into back into the general fund. And there's just some fiscal discipline that was not taking place. I have read all the comments about, you know, an affordable and sustainable GRU. And, you know, at the end of the day, my goal, you know, keep in mind, my dad was an REA lineman. I grew up in the utility business, not on the business side of it, but understanding the importance. And on a day like today, everybody wants to turn the light switch on and have heat in their home. And so, you know, the major goal is to make sure that we've got the strongest possible utility for ratepayers. And the answer is not, you know, it got to a point where GRU couldn't continue to raise the rates, even though they were substantially higher than local competition, and still resolve the issue. We were nearly $2 billion, that's a billion with a B, in debt. And so the people before me decided to pass House Bill 1645, which basically took GRU and placed it under a governing board that is not persuaded by political power from the standpoint of trying to sequester votes to stay, you know. And so, like it or not, that's where we're at today. I realize that there are some legal challenges thus far. The authority has withstood those challenges. And when this was brought to me, my concern was not the legal challenges, not what's going on with 1645, but making sure that the GRU authority moving forward would have the backing of the bond issuers. Because when you're at 82% debt to capital rate and you're $1.7 billion in debt, you're going to have to do creative financing to work your way out of it. And so making sure that you keep a good bond rating and can get that interest rate was key. And that was the intent.
Yeah. Can you, in simple terms that we can all understand, explain why, what the whole bond rating kind of thing is, why utility would need that? And just in general, outside investors, which, knowing they're $2 billion in debt, I would say that would be a tough sell to a so-called investor.
Yeah, so bond ratings are rated, just, you know, going back to when we were all in school, between, you know, A is stable, AA plus is super stable, and maintaining in that A rating changes the difference in what your interest rate is. And all of us are becoming fully aware of the power of interest rates. If you bought a car 5 years ago at 2.5 interest, and then now you're refinancing a new vehicle at 6, your purchasing power is drastically changed. Same way on a bond rating. When you change bond ratings and you incur more interest, then the interest on that debt becomes just that much more. You know, keep in mind, 2% on $2 billion is $40 million annually just in interest alone. And that's what a lot of us don't really think about when we're discussing large numbers and business. And simple 2% interest rate doesn't sound much, but it's, like I said, it's a big number when you get into millions and billions.
Especially when, you know, there could be some flex in the price of the raw materials needed to produce the energy, the electricity. Yeah, you're looking at a topsy-turvy kind of a situation. And $40 million, yeah, I can imagine how that would impact, you know, what you have to spend on labor cost, and maybe just as importantly, infrastructure to sort of reinvest into the utility, right?
Absolutely. You know, and you're looking at a GRU with plants that are approaching, you know, I think 40 years old. And so that there's some aging there. And if you know, like the authority, don't like the authority, like the bill, don't like how the bill 1645 was passed, you know, we can argue that forever. But if you look at the accomplishments of the authority in just the last year and a half, I would think that you can absolutely see where there is a lot of good improvement, sound fiscal decisions that are improving the overall position of the utility. And at the end of the day, you know, I've got friends and family that work for GRU. It has been a phenomenal utility. When you look at the last few storms, those guys and men and women went to work, restored our power. And if you look at the workforce, they have not been the culprit or mm-hmm. The issue with the liquidity, or I shouldn't say liquidity, but the overall cash flow and financial challenges have not been on the workforce of GRU at all. It has been in some investments and some decisions, and then us pulling money out of there probably too much. And so, regardless of how we got here, that's you know, a different argument. You know, my focus is trying to get out of the debt, get back to a stronger liquidity position, and again, trying to create the strongest possible utility for ratepayers, and them being able to pay a rate that is competitive across the state. It's no secret that GRU utility rates were higher than anywhere else locally, and nobody wants that.
So what is it? What is the status of the bill itself right now?
So because of the deadlines of when you have to, have your bill filed, that, the idea behind this was we circulated what this, proposed bill. It has not been filed. And to the point, I included notes, Bob, because, when you get to reading bills, you can get bogged down in the vocabulary. But there were, for a lack of a better term, cliff notes at the bottom of each major issue or point to explain why we were doing what we were doing. And my goal was to, we had a delegation meeting, was to have it presented before the delegation so that we could discuss it there. I had a legislator that was concerned that the delegation was quite lengthy already. I think there's over 55 or 56 at last count, different people to speak at the delegation hearing, and this would maybe be too long. And so for now, we tabled it from having the discussion at the delegation. I have no problem discussing this matter with anybody and sitting down. And so me, and I've had some different folks reach out to me, want to have meetings. I'm certainly not opposed to that. So we'll sit down with them, get their insight, their thoughts, and continue to see where this goes.
Well, yeah, look, and we hope for the best outcome for the future of GRU, the utility company, and definitely for the ratepayers who have really taken it in the shorts. And that's because I think people were thinking politically and not fiscally, and maybe that's why city government's not prepared to own and run a utility. I have my own ideas on that. I think utilities should all be cooperatives because it's not like there's competition or open marketplace. But go ahead.
You're absolutely right. The service district is decided. It's not like if you don't like GRU, you can get, buy someone else's utility, And so you're right. Fiscal discipline is paramount in these situations. And again, our goal is to build the strongest utility for the ratepayers.
Well, and we appreciate your time and trying to explain to us in layman's terms best you can of what this is all about, GRU and H Bill 1645, State Representative from District 22, Chad Johnson, on the Bob Rose Show. We certainly appreciate your time. And folks, if you missed it or only caught part of it, you can always catch it on the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get podcasts. Click subscribe.